That's our job, folks, to put her back on course once again, the right course, the course we know is the proper one for this great nation. Thanks for joining us today. Glad to have you with us here on the Guy James Show, part of the Head On Radio Network. Pleasure being with you, as always.
This is the Quality News Network. Amidst the backlash of the 8 fired U.S. attorneys' controversy, the Senate today voted overwhelmingly to end a provision in the Patriot Act that allowed the Attorney General to appoint U.S. attorneys without Senate confirmation. The White House said today it will allow congressional panels to interview White House advisor Karl Rove and former White House counsel Harriet Myers, but not under oath, in their investigation into the U.S. attorney's firing. President Bush will speak about it this afternoon. Meanwhile, the president spoke with Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez this morning and gave him, quote, a very strong vote of confidence, according to White House Press Secretary Tony Snow. There have been media reports that the White House is searching for a replacement attorney general. Snow denied that as, quote, just flat false. Last night, the Justice Department released 3,000 pages of documents connected to the fired U.S. attorney's matter. The Justice Department insists that the prosecutors were fired for poor performance and not for political reasons. Members of Congress want to look into whether the Patriot Act should be revised after accounts of illegal or improper gathering of phone, email, and financial records by the FBI. Last week, the Justice Department Inspector General appeared before a House committee and in a 130-page report detailed FBI gathering abuses. Vice President Dick Cheney made a hospital visit today to George Washington University Hospital for discomfort in his lower left leg, the same leg that had a blood clot 2 weeks ago. An ultrasound test found no complications, and his spokeswoman called it, quote, just a routine checkup. The $124 billion emergency Iraq funding bill has billions of dollars of federal funds going to pet projects in lawmakers' districts. For example, it includes money for the construction of peanut storehouses in Georgia, as well as drought relief and agriculture assistance for Colorado. Before dawn this morning, Saddam Hussein's former deputy was hanged for his role in the killings of 148 Shiites after an assassination attempt against Hussein in 1982. The U.S. military reports that a roadside bomb explosion in Baghdad killed 2 American soldiers yesterday. In western Baghdad, 1 Iraqi soldier was killed when a suicide car bomber drove his car into an Iraqi army checkpoint today. You are listening to the Quality News Network, Science and Business next.
Attention business owners. Getting new customers is now just one click away. Sounds too good to be true, right? Well, you got us. It's actually two clicks away with the new MyLocalYP.com. MyLocalYP.com is more than an online Yellow Pages. It's an interactive gateway that connects customers with your business, all in just two clicks. Why continue to pay thousands of dollars on an antique advertising medium, especially one that ends up going into the recycling bin? Make the smart upgrade at only a fraction of the cost. Try for yourself. MyLocalYP.com. MyLocalYP.com will put your business in the radar of thousands of potential customers. They'll be able to make reservations online, even print out the map with directions, all in just two clicks. Call 1-800-505-1883 today to find out more about this great new service. The sooner you do, the faster your cash register will start to ring. The number again is 1-800-505-1883. MyLocalYP.com.
A new report finds that in the past 5 years, there has been a 10% increase in the number of Americans with Alzheimer's disease. There are now more than 5 million Americans suffering from it, according to the Alzheimer's Association. A U.S. government report found that cost-cutting by BP led to an explosion at a Texas City refinery in March of 2005 that killed 15 people. The report found that at all levels of BP, there were organizational and safety deficiencies. There may be a growing rift between Russia and Iran over Iran's nuclear reactor. U.S. and European officials report Russia is pulling its technicians out of the site they were helping to construct because of financial matters. The price of steak is going up in the U.S. The bad winter weather killed many feeder cattle. Also, many of the cows that did make it to the feedlots are not as fattened up. Procter & Gamble won a $19 million jury award in a lawsuit against four former Amway distributors. They were accused of spreading false rumors that the P&G logo is linked to Satanism. And Honda is recalling 166,000 vehicles in the U.S. to repair defective fuel pumps. Light sweet crude trading at $56.73. And near the close of Wall Street today, the Dow is up 61 points, NASDAQ up 14. There's more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Allie Dramov.
This is a top to a, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Foxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Foxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
G'day, 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 everybody. How you doing? It's a day morning here in Australia, Tuesday afternoon, evening, wherever you are. Welcome to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and it's a big announcement day for us here today. I am very happy to announce that the studios here in Sydney of the Head On Radio Network are now completely being run on renewable energy sources. Just the other day, I went and signed us up for Energy Australia's new 100% renewables plan. We're paying a bit extra, but I don't mind. Runs us about $1 a day. And that makes sure that every bit of our power is bought from renewable sources. And part of that money goes into funding new green energy sources. So everything in our house, in the studio, is being powered by solar, wind, biomass, and hydro. And I can't even tell you, you know... I had held off making the move at first because they were only offering a 10% thing, which cost like $1 a week. But they said, just wait. We've got something bigger and better, and this is all cleared through the federal government. You can check it out at energyaustralia.com.au. And you can have a look at exactly what we've signed up to here. And, you know, if there is such a thing with your power company and you can justify the expense or afford to do it, go for it. And I had a really interesting conversation with the telephone people over at Energy Australia, and she even said, she says, wow, you folks aren't even heavy users, you know, because, I mean, we've worked very hard to bring our consumption down over here, and we've been very successful at it. So as the increased cost kind of brings our power bill up to where it was before we, you know, cut down our consumption. So, you know, there's ways to do this stuff, people. There's ways to do it. And, you know, it's not a blowing my own horn thing. It's more of a walk in the talk, you know. If I get on this program each and every day and, you know, profess the things that we need to do and I'm not doing it myself, well, then I am a hypocrite. And I try not to be a hypocrite. I try to do what I say. And the reality is that we have to do everything that we can. And so this is something that we were able to do. I'm really happy about it. I'm just really, really excited about it, just knowing the fact that we're also investing in the infrastructure to try to increase the capacity of renewables supplying the grid. So it's all a very, very groovy thing. Now to go to the completely other side, from the positive to the absolutely frustrating and depressing. From the Independent today, and this has actually been popping up in a lot of the mainstream media. It's in the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age as well this morning. NASA's climate science is gagged by White House. Not that any of us are surprised. But it says here, James Hansen, the NASA scientist who first warned the U.S. government about global warming, yesterday delivered a withering critique of the way the White House has interfered with climate scientists at the space agency. Dr. Hansen, the director of NASA's Goddard Institute of Space Studies in New York, said the space agency budget for studying the Earth's climate has been slashed and that its scientists have been systematically gagged about speaking of their concerns. In detailed written testimony delivered yesterday to the U.S. House of Representatives, Dr. Hansen said that there has been creeping politicization of climate change with the effect that the American public has been left confused about the science of global warming. During my career, I have noticed an increasing politicization of public affairs at headquarters level with a notable effect on communication from scientists to the public. Dr. Hansen writes in his testimony, interference with communication of science to the public has been greater during the current administration than at any other time in my career, he says. In my more than three decades in government, I have never seen anything approaching the degree to which information flow from scientists to the public has been screened or controlled as it is now. Political appointees within the Public Affairs Office at NASA's headquarters were accused by Dr. Hansen of interfering in scientific statements and of blocking reports that linked rising temperatures or melting sea ice with global warming. He says instructions and reprimands were often made orally so that there was no paper or electronic record of the interference, which allowed press relations personnel to dismiss gagging allegations as hearsay. My suggestion for getting at the truth is to question the relevant participants under oath, including the then NASA Associate Administrator for Earth Sciences, who surely is aware of who in the White House was receiving and reviewing press releases that related to climate change, Dr. Hansen says. When Dr. Hansen gave a lecture to the American Geophysical Union about the record global temperatures in 1995, the White House called NASA headquarters to complain of the resulting media attention. Poor babies. The upshot was a new explicit set of constraints on me, including a requirement that any media interviews be approved beforehand and that the headquarters have the right of first refusal on all interviews. Is this insane? Since then, NASA has slashed its budget for the study of Earth sciences. We've covered this before in this program. The impact is to confuse the public about the reality of global warming and about whether the warming or whether that warming can be reliably attributed to human-made greenhouse gases, he said. This is absolutely criminal. It's criminal. There's just no other way. There's just no other way to put it. Absolutely criminal. Gene sent me a reply from the White House, which we'll get to after we come back from this first break. So it's coming up on It's coming up on quarter past the hour, and it's early here. My brain's not functioning yet. Anyway, folks, we're going to take our first break here. Come back, and I'm going to talk about I'll get into this so-called reply and justification. And our track of the day, and our track of the day today is a bit of fun. So stick around, folks. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the program, dial in to 1-877-443-2366, and we will see you on the other side of this break.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business, anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, you know, God just continues to punk Robert Sunday. After time, after time, and it goes back for years, you know. Let's talk a minute about his business venture. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called Calo Vita, and it was a multi-level marketing company that breathed that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, they did.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes. It was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
This is Cindy Sheehan. George Bush, Dick Cheney, and others launched a war that took my son's life. Strong evidence suggests that in promoting the war, they lied to Congress and the American people, and that in conducting the war, they have targeted civilians, hospitals, and journalists, used illegal weapons, imprisoned without charge, tortured and spied on Americans without court approval. When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Ask your Congress member to begin impeachment proceedings against George Bush and Dick Cheney.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Thank you.
Have you ever been rewarded for doing the right thing, returning a lost wallet, putting your neighbor's cows back in the pasture? Maybe now is your chance. The new Conservation Security Program rewards farmers and ranchers for taking care of the land, keeping water clean and soil healthy. To see if you qualify for a Conservation Security Program payment, take the self-assessment. Contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office or USDA Service Center.
I can't thank you enough.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here. It's 18-19 minutes after the hour, and I think we got to go straight to the phones. Our good mate Gunny Bob is on the line. Welcome to the show, mate.
Hello, mate. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Doing well. I'm still sucking air.
Oh, you know, you got to take your positives where you can get them.
Well, hey, with all the things, you know, all the stuff that the Bushevics and Bushites are doing, it's a wonder we got any air left to suck down into our lungs.
It's true, and most of it's foul coming from there.
Well, anything coming out of Washington is foul. It's foul, even from the Democrats. I'm getting tired of listening to this stuff. I mean, you know, they get this thing with that beautiful young lady. What was her name again? Valerie Plame, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And she comes out and tells the truth, and the only thing that the Republicans could come up with was, well, are you a Democrat? You know, are you a Democrat? Is there something wrong with being a liberal Democrat? I mean, come on.
And does it matter? Does it matter at all? I mean, do you have to be a right-wing fascist Republican to work for the government? I mean, is that what we've come down to? And not only that, her bloody husband was first appointed by Bush the First, who wrote a letter to his wife saying that we need more people like this in government. This is a good man.
I have to take an exception with you.
Yeah.
You do, on this one, because, you know, I've listened to him, you know, Valerie's husband.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know in Australia and in Great Britain, and I do say Great Britain because I do not say England, I say Great Britain. The word bloody does not mean bloody like it does in the United States of America. Bloody means you're a George Bushevik and your hands are covered with blood. See, so I had to take an exception for the first time, my friend. But,
fair enough.
But her husband, you know, Valerie's husband, was a diplomat. He was a diplomat.
Yeah.
He was one of those people that would put his life on the line and stand behind his convictions, and he did not lie to the Bush administration. He did not lie to the American people. And this filthy, filthy media, this filthy right-wing neo-Nazi fascist media, the ABCs, the NBCs, the CBSs, even the BBC at times, smear people for, and they use lies and deception, and they keep pumping it out there for everyone to just ingest. And I'm sick to death of listening to the lies. And if people do not get on the horn and listen to people such as yourself and Bob and go over there to that new one, that Nova M with Mike Malloy, and listen to the truth for a change, the truth. I mean, Air America was a good station when Mike Malloy was there. And then, you know, and I was a subscriber, and I listened to all the programs. But there were programs on that station that would never address the real issues, and they always played politics. And
yeah, they really, you know, they started off so well, and I really, you know, I don't like to spend too much time talking about other networks' business, but, you know, Air America launched before we were an entity, and, you know, Morning Sedition, Malloy, Unfiltered were all just absolutely groundbreaking programs. And one by one, they ended up, you know, stabbing all of those shows in the back. And they lost a lot of audience because of it. A whole lot of people just said, you know,
they deserved to
felt betrayed.
Rightfully. They really did.
Say again?
John, they deserved to lose audience rightfully because the talent. Okay, you're called talent, right? Good God, I don't.
Yeah, loosely.
Do you have any talent?
I've been told I can do a couple things, but you know I use that term lightly. I'll use that term talent lightly.
Hey John, can you strum a guitar?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Then you got more talent than I do. The only thing I can do is take a 9mm and put it through a buttonhole at 35 yards consistently. That's the only talent I got. If you call that a talent, and I think that is a curse. But if you can strum a guitar and make a tune, then you got a talent. And I appreciate that. I love beauty and music, and I hate killing and destruction. And the problem we have, my friend, is that so many people are wrapped up in these stupid video games. And the only thing they do is blow things up, destroy people, destroy planets, destroy whatever, but it's destruction and death, and there's no life in it. And, you know, the one thing I love about you is, you know, when I met you and Bruce, goodness gracious, what a lively pair you were. You were full of life, and you had so much to offer, and I appreciated it. And I thought, goodness gracious, I should get to know these boys. And you know what? Keep hammering on the cause, because the greenness that you speak of is the trees that grow and the grass that grows and that beautiful summertime when you can frolic through the tulips. I mean, I can remember this guy back in my day, they called him Tiny Tim. And one of his
I was going there. You're going to end up having Tiny Tim stuck in my brain like a broken record for the rest of the day. Thanks, Bob.
But you know, his thing was he may have been gay. I have no idea whether he was gay or not.
Who cares?
He definitely was a talent. I mean, it wasn't much of a talent, but it was kind of we enjoyed it. See,
oh yeah, and you know, I mean, quirky people are. I think quirky people are absolutely necessary. I mean, I consider one myself one. And sometimes the true test of talent is the fact that you'll rub some people the wrong way. And I know a whole lot of people that can't stand Tiny Tim and just think he's just absolutely awful.
Oh,
but that's fair
God.
Enough.
No, think about it. You know, I knew. Goodness gracious! I've been half or three quarters of the way around this planet, and maybe full way around it if I went back and forth the times I went to the other places I shouldn't have been, in the countries that didn't want us, and did things that people didn't appreciate. And I'm talking about the humanity that we you know, whatever we did, but it was, you know. All in the name of freedom and this thing that we call democracy, and we were fighting the great Soviet Empire, this red menace that was going to pour over the borders at any moment, the Chinese and the Russians.
Well, the old domino theory.
Guess what? The Chinese and the Russians are just sitting back and waiting for us to just kind of, you know, hand them the keys to the kingdom. No, the Russians aren't, you know, they're not threatening anybody. Neither are the Chinese. They're just buying us up a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
And, you know, after a few, few more Bush, stupid quotes, we will be owned. Lock, stock, and barrel by the red Chinese, and you know.
I know, man. They've been floating our economy for quite a while. Hey, Bob, I gotta wrap it up because I need to move on. We're almost up on a break, but get tuned back in. You're gonna love today's track of the day. I guarantee
hey, I
it, which
not,
is what I'm going straight
I
to.
I miss it. I haven't tuned out.
I know, but you know, it's that switching from the phone thing. But man, always really good to hear from you, and take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again soon. All righty, folks. What we're going to do right now is quickly go to the track of the day, and since, you know, we've been so-called, I won't say celebrating, but marking the fourth anniversary of this unjustified war of stupidity. I figured I'd play a little track that is my kind of invasion. And off of the title track off of a great album, and I've played a track from this before, from Chet Atkins and Tommy Emmanuel, when the day finger pickers took over the world. Just sit back and enjoy. This is just so much fun. Roll it, Agnes.
Was quite subtle and the mood low-key. The sky was overcast, you could hardly see, and the creatures all boogied to a different frequency the day the finger pickers took over the world. Yeah,
it happened one day way back in the sticks. He picked up his guitar, but he had no pick, so with just a thumb and two fingers he made up some licks, and finger pickers took over the world.
So that's how it happened that wonderful day. With just a thumb and two fingers he started to play. Without even knowing he was showing the way. And finger pickers took over this world. Yes, they did.
Stop, look, and listen. It'll happen, you'll see. You'll want to join in and play finger-pickingly.
People once laughed at this nonconformity, but finger-pickers took over the world. So all the people were finally set free.
They all hung out and interacted fretfully.
And the air began to vibrate with sweet tonality the day finger pickers took over the world. So that's how it happened that wonderful day. With just a thumb and two fingers,
Chet started to play.
Ah, shut up.
Without even knowing he was showing the way.
And finger pickers took over the world.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Clyde, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. Just stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
The difference between what I do on my show and what all the right-wing types do on their shows is very simple. I'm not going to lie to you. That doesn't mean you're going to agree with me about everything or that you're going to like hearing everything I have to say, but I will guarantee you that when I say something on my show, I say it because I mean it and I believe it, and I'm not just saying it to get you riled up and to boost my ratings. No potty mouth, no trash talking, no BS, just the straight truth as I see it, because the lies may sound good for a while, but the truth is there forever. It's not always pleasant, it's not always nice, sometimes it's hard to see through all the crap, but it's there. and that's what you're going to get from me, and that's why you should listen to my show. The Cup of Joe Radio Show, Mondays and Fridays from noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time on the Head On Radio Network.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool block skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You can see that in Alberta, diversity is very strong. You see people from different places, from different backgrounds. And we all have learned to live together. That's why Alberta is a great place to live.
We come from different places, and we have to accept each other because our backgrounds are different, our cultures are different, and we have to understand other people.
I think that our community, being as open as it is, just gives people a chance to really enjoy interaction between different cultures and really get to know each other without making any judgments.
Trabajando juntos podemos lograr la gran diferencia en la comunidad. That it means by working together we can make a big difference in our community.
To find out how you can make a difference, visit helpmakeadifference.com. This message is brought to you by the Government of Alberta and Global Television.
Across the night was the moon that stole my slumber. Across the night, I fell in love with people sleeping.
All right, Silver Chair. Beautiful stuff. I do suggest investing in some Silver Chair. It's good stuff. Anyway, folks, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. I hope you like that little track. I just love Ted Atkins, and him and Tommy Emmanuel on that record are just absolutely just wondrous. It's just a really, really happy album. You know, the day Finger Pickers took over the world, it's got a great bit of artwork on the cover, and you just want an album to make you just kind of feel better. That's one of them. It's sweet. But anyway, I got to do a little bit of self-promotion here. Most of you know our very, very good friend, Mr. Billy Shears, who has supplied music for this program and many others, and is really, really quick with a track if it's needed, has this really, really great website, and it's at a new location, actually. It's at shearsmusic.livejournal.com. And I was lucky enough to do the guest commentary this week. So go by shearsmusic.livejournal.com and check out my little piece on why is music important. I did a little thing on the mathematics of music, and go by, check it out. I hope you enjoy it, and follow the links to the sites connected with the Numbers television program, because they've got this great subsite called weusematheveryday.com, where they actually have exercises and background information on the mathematics used in each of the episodes of the television program. And if you haven't caught this show, I believe it's on CBS in the States, Numbers. It's an FBI cop show, but the key thing in it is that they use mathematicians. And these are all based on real FBI cases, and it's a great show. It's a show that I reckon is great for kids to watch. You know, yeah, there's some guns and stuff, but it's never very bloody or anything like that. But man, they just talk about how they show that math is in everything, and you know. So anyway, go by, check out the piece. I really enjoyed doing that, and thank you, Billy, for that. Before I was reading about the gagging of climatologists and scientists by the White House, And at the Huffington Post, there's a piece here that says, former White House official defends editing of climate papers. This is rich. A former White House official accused of improperly editing reports on global warming defended his editorial changes Monday as reflecting views expressed in a 2001 report by the National Academy of Sciences. House Democrats said that 181 changes made in three climate reports reflected a consistent attempt to emphasize uncertainties surrounding the science of climate change and undercut the broad conclusion that man-made emissions are warming the earth. Philip Cooney, former chief of staff at the White House Council on Environmental Quality, acknowledged at a White House hearing that some of the changes he made were to align these communications with the administration's stated policy on climate change. Excuse the bloody out of me. We're going to skew the science to be in alignment with policy. It's just, it's so frustrating. It's beyond words. It says here, Philip Cooney, former, the extent of Cooney's editing of government climate reports first surfaced in 2005. Shortly thereafter, Cooney, a former oil industry lobbyist, left the White House to work at ExxonMobil Corporation. Funny that. My concern is that there was a concerted White House effort to inject uncertainty into the climate debate, said Democratic Representative Henry Waxman, chairman of the Government Reform Committee in the House of Representatives. Cooney's appearance before Waxman's committee on Monday marked the first time he had spoken publicly or was extensively questioned about the issue. Cooney said many of the changes he made to the report, such as uncertainty about the regional impact of climate change and limits on climate modeling, reflected findings of a 2001 National Academy of Sciences report on climate. Waxman's committee also heard from James Hansen, director of NASA's Goddard Institute, and this is the report that I read before. And you're absolutely right, Agnes. What the hell does policy have to do with what's going on? And it has to do with covering one's ideological ass. You have a whole, you know, it becomes very, very difficult to continue to profess crap when science is telling the world that it's crap. Yeah, how well is that working for you? It's just shameful. It's just shameful. It's disgusting. It's terrible. It's all of that. Now, I don't know if you all have heard about this one. Try and squeeze this in before the last break. From The Guardian, there's a plague of beetles that is set to wipe out 90% of Colorado's forests. That's right, 90%. The logpole pines are about to disappear. Colorado's distinctive lodgepole pine trees are under attack from a beetle infestation described by scientists as a perfect storm, which could destroy 90% of the Western American state's pine forests. The bark beetle outbreak was responsible for the death of 4.8 million lodgepole pines in Colorado last year, up from 1 million in 2005. The infestation is spread across 1,000 square miles of forest, nearly half the total in the state. 43% of the state's lodgepole pines have died as a result of the infestation, but it's not limited to Colorado. The beetles have munched their way through the western U.S. and Canada, affecting 36,000 square miles of forest. I knew we would have an infestation, says Jan Burke, a silviculturist at Colorado's White River National Forest, but I never remotely imagined this. Nobody predicted this. She looks up at the mountains behind the ski resorts of Vail, sweeping hillsides of pine pockmarked with the orange stain of dead trees and the delicate feathery gray of aspens. I guess we're the lucky ones because in our lifetime we got to see these forests, our children won't. For many, that's a bitter pill to swallow. Scientists, environmentalists, ski resort managers, and forestry officials agree that by the time the beetle is finished, it will have killed 80 to 90% of mature lodgepoles in Colorado. Mature trees account for 90% of the lodgepoles. While beetle infestations are part of the natural order of the forest, the current infestation defies all expectations. We're 2 or 3 years from seeing virtually the death of mature lodgepole pines, said Burke. To the casual observer, it will look like all of them. It's wholesale mortality. It's difficult to watch these really beautiful stands die. It just makes you want to go home. Whew, and I don't blame you. So, oh, that's just really, really depressing. Because I spent a summer working for my brother in Vail, Colorado, and working at those resorts. And I'll tell you, you know, I remember how just absolutely gorgeous the area was, and I'm just trying to imagine what it's going to be like with 90%. Of the trees gone. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break of the day, and we're going to come back with some better news than that. One of our listeners, you know, those of you out there have reacted very, very positively and enthusiastically to the whole concept of the air car. So I've got some news on the air car when we come back. So stick around. You're listening to Foxed Up on the Head On Radio Network, and we'll be right back after this.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters, all you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Hey, have you got a minute? I'm going to say a word. You tell me what comes to mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
Tchaikovsky.
Gesundheit. Okay, what's the word?
No, see, that is the word. What does Tchaikovsky make you think of?
I don't know. Allergy season?
Hey there, how you doing?
What's up?
Who's Martha Graham?
She invented the graham cracker.
No kidding.
Yeah, before her there was only soda crackers.
Hard to imagine. Hey, young lady.
Yeah?
Does the name Man Ray mean anything to you?
Duh. The Man Ray is a kind of poisonous jellyfish, and it lives in the Gulf of Mexico.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's very deadly.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could be? Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Tchaikovsky's music, Martha Graham's dance, and Man Ray's photography. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
Everybody, welcome back to Fox Step here as we wrap things up. Now, I have talked about the air car before, and there's been some discussion whether or not this was actually just a myth or not. Well, I'm getting more and more confident that it's not a myth. It's real. It looks like it's getting closer and closer to being a production reality. And I want one. This would actually make me want to have a car again. from Gizmag, gizmag.com. Okay, they have a piece here on the air car. And it says March 19th, 2007. Many respected engineers have been trying for years to bring a compressed air car to market, believing strongly that compressed air can power a vehicle viable zero pollution car. Now, the first commercial compressed air car is on the verge of production and beginning to attract a lot of attention. And with a recently signed partnership with Tata, India's largest automotive manufacturer, the prospects of the cost-effective mass production are now a distinct possibility. The Minicat is a simple, light urban car with a tubular chassis that is glued, not welded, to a body of fiberglass. The heart of the electronic and communication systems on the car is a computer offering an array of information reports that extends well beyond the speed of the vehicle and is built to integrate with external systems and almost anything you could dream of, starting with voice recognition, internet connectivity, GSM telephone connectivity, a GPS guidance system, fleet management systems, emergency systems, and, of course, every form of digital entertainment. The engine is fascinating, as is the revolutionary electrical system that uses just one cable, and so the vehicle is it's a wireless control system. Microcontrollers are used in every device in the car, so one tiny radio transmitter sends instructions to the lights, indicators, etc. And what's so cool about this, when you look at the electrical system, since they're using basically a transmitter and receiver system, they're cutting out 20 kilograms of copper from the vehicle. So that is less mining, that's less weight, so the vehicle is going to be more efficient. And also, when you get right down to it, actually less chance for breakdown and failure. And it makes the whole system a whole lot simpler. And they also talk about, and this is stuff that I didn't know about it, there aren't any keys. There's just an access card which can be read from your pocket. And most importantly, it's incredibly cost efficient to run. According to the designers, it costs less than €1 per 100 kilometers, about a tenth that of a petrol car. Its mileage is about double that of most advanced electric cars, 200 to 300 kilometers or 10 hours of driving, a factor which makes a perfect choice in cities where 80% of motorists drive less than 60 kilometers per hour. The car has a top speed of 68 miles per hour. Wow, I would have tried to use one system in this article, but that's me. Refilling the car once the market develops takes place at adapted petrol stations to administer compressed air. In 2 or 3 minutes, at a cost of approximately €1.50, the car will be ready to go another 200 to 300 kilometers. Due to the absence of combustion and consequently of residues, changing the oil, 1 liter of vegetable oil, is necessary only every 50,000 kilometers. The temperature of the clean air expelled at the exhaust pipe is between 0 and 15 degrees below zero, which makes it suitable for use by the internal air conditioning system with no need for gases or loss of power. And this all works on compressed air. And, I mean, this seriously is... And what... The other thing, too, is this outfit has worked very hard at also designing a very efficient factory system. It is predicted that the factory will produce 3,000 cars each year, with 70 staff working only one 8-hour shift a day. If there were three shifts, some 9,000 cars could be produced a year, and that's only by 70 people. There's got to be more than that involved with a petrol car. The agreement between Tata Motors and MDI envisages Tata supporting further development and refinement of the technology and its application and licensing for India. MDI is a small family-controlled company located at Carros near Nice in southern France, where Guy and Cyril Negre and their technical team have developed the engine technology and the technologically advanced car it powers. And there's five models. There's a five-passenger taxi. There's a pickup truck. And, yeah, Agnes, it is. This is a sexy vehicle, you know. And how's this for the best part? They reckon that list price will be £5,500. So generally that would be, under $20,000. I don't know how that works out in U.S. at the moment. What would it be about $12,000? $12,000? And even the seatbelt system is kind of different. Because you'll have people going, it's fiberglass and it's this and it's that, and you're going to die if you get hit. Yeah, well, if you get hit by one of those jackasses in an SUV, maybe they'll run right over you. But like the seatbelt system, you know, in your standard car, you know, part of it's bolted to the floor and the other part of it's bolted to the chassis up on the side in the upper area of the car. Well, this, both ends are actually to the floor, so it actually secures passengers to the chassis of the vehicle in case of an accident. This is just, you know, this is the kind of thing. And, you know, can you imagine the petrol companies just absolutely wetting themselves in fear that this kind of thing could take off? Because all you need to do is be able to have the compressor. That's it. You know, people laugh. People used to make jokes about selling air. Well, guess what? It's going to be a reality. Selling air. I dig that. So you can go and check it out at gizmag.com. And, you know, I want to see this happen. And, in fact, Kevin Rudd, the opposition leader, has put on the table something like $1.5 billion towards alternative transport development. I'm going to send a little bit of an information package to Mr. Rudd on the air car, because at the moment, every Australian citizen pays $1,000 a year in taxes to keep Holden up and running, our only car manufacturer. There's something wrong with that system. There's something very wrong with that. And they call it Australia's car, but it's only Australia's because General Motors allows them to call it that, because that's what Holden is. It's General Motors. But anyway, we got to wrap it up for today, folks. Thanks for being with me today. Thank you to Agnes Kincaid for producing the program. Thanks to Bob for announcing. Thank you to the Carpenters for everything that they do for the network. Thank you to our mods and our bloggers for everything that they do on the web. Ben Birch at the White Rose Society is still running his fundraiser. Go over there, drop a dime, do the right thing. And thank you to Scott Barry at B1 Louder Productions for the music. Thank you to Billy Shears for the opportunity to write for his column this week. So go over to shearsmusic.livejournal.com. Check out my piece there. I had a lot of fun writing it, and I think you'll enjoy the track. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. Thank you. would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f- if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish.
This is the Quality News Network. President Bush will speak about the fired federal prosecutor controversy this afternoon within the hour. The White House announced today it will allow congressional panels to interview White House advisor Karl Rove and former White House counsel Harriet Miers, but not under oath, in their investigation into the U.S. attorney's firing. Amidst the backlash of the 8 fired U.S. attorneys issue, the Senate today voted overwhelmingly to end a provision in the Patriot Act that allowed the Attorney General to appoint U.S. attorneys without Senate confirmation. Meanwhile, President Bush spoke with Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez this morning and gave him, quote, a very strong vote of confidence, according to White House Press Secretary Tony Snow. There have been media reports that the White House is searching for a replacement Attorney General. Snow denied that as, quote, just flat false. Last night, the Justice Department released 3,000 pages of documents connected to the fired U.S. attorney's matter. The Justice Department insists that the prosecutors were fired for poor performance and not for political reasons. Members of Congress want to look into whether the Patriot Act should be revised after accounts of illegal or improper gathering of phone, email, and financial records by the FBI. Last week, the Justice Department Inspector General appeared before a House committee and in a 130-page report detailed FBI gathering abuses. Vice President Dick Cheney made a hospital visit today for discomfort in his lower left leg, the same leg that had a blood clot 2 weeks ago. His spokeswoman called it just a routine checkup. The $124 billion emergency Iraq funding bill has billions of dollars of federal funds going to pet projects in lawmakers' districts. For example, it includes money for the construction of peanut storehouses in Georgia, as well as drought relief and agriculture assistance for Colorado. Before dawn this morning, Saddam Hussein's former deputy was hanged for his role in the killings of 148 Shiites after an assassination attempt against Hussein in 1979.